Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say good evening to you and welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in the great metropolis of Kenton, Ohio. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to say hello, Only Believe Kenton Church family. Every one of you are loved and are precious. And I tell you what, during this time, we're just believing God. Amen. And we're just going to press into God. And I thank the Lord that we all have divine protection and covering in everything that we do. And that God is with us, but God protects us and keeps us. Amen. Yes. I want to give you guys some time to join in here and just make sure that you're able to step into this broadcast tonight with the faith of just an abundance of faith. I want you to know that I believe it's time for us to dream bigger than ever before. I believe it's time for us to still believe God for great things. And I tell you what, God is still doing an abundance in our lives. Amen. I thank God that he's keeping us. He's blessing us. I'll probably tell this again later, but I had a testimony of someone who, instead of, they have to work because they work in an industry that helps support the medical field and the food field. But what was interesting was that they're working for more pay because their company said that they're going to give them hazard pay during this time. So they increased their pay, my goodness. So I know that some people have had the unfortunate of being not at work, but I'm hearing a lot of good news about even people that are not working every day or every week, that they're still being paid for that. So God is blessing and keeping us going. And I tell you what, he is an amazing God that will continue to do so. So tonight, I just want you to, where you're at, worship God. You know, I think this is a great time for us as families to worship God and trust in him. Amen. So let's just enter into this night and let's just worship God. And I hope that in your house or wherever you may be, that you have full liberty lifting your hands, singing along and praising and worshiping God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, join us tonight.
Yeah. worthy are you. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. There is none like you. Father, we thank you that your promises are yea and amen. That it doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I see. It's your promises that lead me. Amen.
Oh, you love.
the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what.
Sometimes you just got to shout.
You do got to shout. Amen.
And I forget words when I shout, so I got to stop shouting sometimes. Sorry, they got me.
They Amen. Got you covered. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to welcome all the live streamers today.
Yes,
whether
amen.
You're family of this faith right now, or that you're just a guest visiting with us tonight
amen.
In live stream, we just want to welcome yes. you. Thank you for
yes.
joining us.
Yes.
We want to encourage you.
Hallelujah.
That God is still on the throne. That's
amen.
Just my motto
amen.
In this.
Yes.
God is still on the throne.
Yes, absolutely.
Doesn't matter what it looks like out there.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what you hear.
Amen.
Our hope and our trust is in God.
Amen.
You know, I've heard this isn't the worst of it. It's going to get worse. No, it's not. That's
Amen.
Not what our declaration
I
is.
Believe.
That's not what we're confessing. We're Amen. Confessing that God's going to take this thing and take it off the face of this earth
Hallelujah.
In a way that only he can get credit for. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I believe Hallelujah. That our frontline workers and all the people that
yes.
have been dealing with this
yes.
have been doing an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to take away the credit from those people that
yep,
are doing
that are
this.
Working
but only God can save us from this. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So I'm a little fired up tonight, as you can tell.
Amen.
Don't ask me why. We just, man.
The Lord is good.
Yes,
Praise
he is.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. So we got some reminders for them.
Okay.
Sunday, we want you to remember to please, you know, gather communion up for yourself. We're
yes,
going to do communion
we're gonna
together.
We're going to do communion Sunday. So that's going to be a great moment. And so, you know, even if you have a piece of bread and a glass of water, it's enough for us to symbolically Ooh. Partake in to give sacred communion unto the Lord and just, that's what we're going to do. Amen.
Amen. And just keep paying attention to our website, our Facebook page. We're putting out children's church videos.
Yes.
We put out a youth one. And, you know, Pastor Jared's trying to get all strong. And then in the second one, he's trying to get all strong. It's beautiful. I love it. I love to see those out there.
Amen.
So make sure you get it to your children and let them watch it. They'll love it too. Mm-hmm. And the messages, ladies and gentlemen, are just not for those kids.
Amen.
Those are powerful messages for yep. all of us.
Anybody so that you, looks at
Amen.
It.
Amen. So look, we'll have one for teens out there soon. We did on Tuesday night, mm-hmm. we did a time where
prayer.
We just came on at 6:30 and time for prayer. And we just kind of came on and just took your prayer request and we just prayed. We just prayed. Amen. And so that was a good night. Like
mm-hmm.
That was, I felt like that was an awesome night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to do that again. We are trying to work on a program that will pull multiple people at once so that when we do it, we can have some of our intercessory prayer team, some of our other leaders that are in there, and they're praying for you. And you can see their faces because we miss their
Amen.
Faces.
Amen.
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 We miss you all. My goodness.
Amen.
We miss you all, and we can't. Somebody posted today, what would be the first thing you would do after this is lifted? I said, go to church and see
Amen.
My church family. Like,
Amen.
I miss my family.
Amen.
So I call them, you know, we're trying to call around. And when I call, I guess people don't recognize the number,
yeah.
so they're not answering sometimes. But I just want to hear your voice sometimes. It's
yeah.
cool to hear your voice or to private message
Amen.
You and get to talk to you a little bit. And if you
Amen.
Have any needs, you need to let us know. We want to be there for you. And so we just don't know what those needs are.
Amen.
For
Praise God.
To us. So what else? We had one other thing I was supposed to say.
Uh-oh.
Well, Lord, it must not have been that important because I would remember it.
Yes, if it was important, you would remember
Amen. It. Amen. So I'm going to step down, baby.
Amen. You don't have to. You can hang out with me for a few minutes. Praise the name of the Lord. You might want to go and preach a little bit with me tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I just want to say again, welcome to everyone and glad to be with you and looking forward to doing community together on Sunday. And I was just going to talk for a couple minutes here before I start preaching at you that remember that as difficult as this is, because I know there's lots of mothers and fathers who are dealing with trying to homeschool children and get classes done on the internet and all that kind of stuff. But what I like about it is that you can mix prayer right back in school. Amen. And I love the fact that while you're at home with your children, make sure that you are giving them prayer and make sure that you're taking time, not just to teach them the word and arithmetic, reading, writing, arithmetic, all those things are good. But this is also a time where you get to teach a little bit out of the Bible and do that kind of stuff with your children, that's going to be a great blessing to you and to them. Amen? And I just feel like we need to make sure that during this time we're really focused on the fact that there's still a lot of great good things happening. You know, I gave a testimony earlier when we first came on that someone that's a part of the church, the place they work, they do some stuff that touches the medical field and the food industry, so they're called essential. So as a result, they get additional pay. They get some hazard pay during this time, so their pay has been increased. I've also talked to several people who are on a week, off a week, but even when they're off a week, they're still receiving their pay from where they work. So there's a lot of things that God is doing for those who believe. And I tell you what, we can never forget that in the middle of things that are happening, we as God's people have some special privileges that we ought to grab a hold of. There was a time where a young man was out by the name of Isaac, and here he was in a place of famine and a place of where everything looked like it was dried up, but he sowed and he got a hundredfold return right in the middle of a famine. And I want you to know something, that in the time of lean seasons and in the times of famine, that is when your relationship with God is going to shine more and more. I tell you what, I know some people that thought that they would be off of work during this time, but they're considered essential and they're still working, and there's just things that are happening where the Lord is providing beyond what you might think he was able to do. But this is what he does, especially in the times of famine and darkness. That's when we as Christians ought to be shining more and more. Amen? And that's when we get the benefit of our relationship with God. And that's when we should know just how much it is worth it to be a Christian. Amen? And so tonight I want to just preach to you on a subject called Chosen. And I'm going to begin to preach out of Luke chapter 15. And I want to read in verse 8. Luke 15, verse 8. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining in. I really feel it in my heart tonight that not just people that are already part of the body of Christ, but more and more, we're going to have people reaching out that are not saved. Amen. We're going to have people tuning in that are looking in and looking for hope. And I want you to know that be a people that gives that. I tell you what, make sure that if you get the opportunity that you're encouraging people, make sure that if you get the opportunity to pray for a neighbor that you're praying, and just do things because you are critical in this process of salvation coming into the world. And it says in Luke 15, verse 8, it says, "Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto thee, there is a joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." And I want to just compare this to something that might make even more sense to you in today's world, is that if you had $500 and $100 bills, five $100 bills, hallelujah. First of all, if you're a married man like me, you'd ever have that. That'd be a miracle, amen? But anyhow, with that being said, if you had five $100 bills and you lost one, you would look for that $100 bill. Why? Because it has its own unique value. It has its own unique attributes, and it's able to do something for you that the other four could not do. Amen? And what I want you to understand is that this is how the Lord looks at each one of us. Why is it so important for you to be saved? And why are you as a Christian important to God? I will tell you why. Because you have your own unique value that cannot be duplicated anywhere else. I tell you what, I know some of you out there are probably glad that there's only one Phil Walker. Hallelujah. I think that Regina's glad that she only has to hear my voice from one person. Amen. But with that, hey, watch it. But with that being said, what I want you to know is that you are uniquely valuable to God. Remember, the Bible says that the Lord himself, if sparrow can't fall to the ground without God taking note of a sparrow falling, how much more does your Father in heaven take note of you? And what we see here is that the Lord says that all of heaven in the presence of the angels of God rejoice and have joy over one sinner that is saved. I want you to know something, that once you are saved, God never stops having joy over your life. In fact, the Lord says that it gives him great delight to give prosperity to his servants and to the saints. And so what I want you to know is that by being saved, you have put yourself in a position where God is acutely aware of you and will be aware of you and everything that you need, and God is with you. And I want you to know just how critical it is for you to understand that you are so unique that even if every person on the earth got saved, the Lord would still come looking for you. Amen? And so with that being said, I want each and every one of you to know tonight that you are important, and God hears and desires to hear your prayers. He desires to hear what's going on in your life. He's very much aware of what's going on in your life. And what you have to do is open up that door. The Bible says that the Lord says, I stand at the door and knock. And he wants to be involved in our life. And we have to make sure that we open that door and allow God to be involved in our life. This is who you are. You are so important to the Father that he wants you to know that he cares for you as an individual, and he wants to be involved in your life. Amen? I want to go to the book of John just for a minute, and it says in the book of John here, hallelujah, John chapter 15, and I want you to see that it says in John chapter 15, verse 14, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And what's so powerful about this is that we know that the Bible says that if we love the Lord, we will keep his commandments. Amen? And for those of us who love the Lord, he raises us out of just being servants, and he calls us friends. He calls us a part of the kingdom of God, and he wants us to partake in those things that he's taught us. He says, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I want you to know, believers, that the Lord's desire is to make all things known unto you. Every part of your life, every area of your life, the Lord has an expectation that you would learn through the Word of God and through prayer what God's situation is and what his position is on that topic, and that you would apply the things of God to your life so that you could be blessed. And here is what I really want to get to. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. First of all, again, I want you to know something, that sometimes we in the old times church, and even now today, sometimes we'll say, hey, I found God. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, he was never lost. But second of all, you did not really find him. I want you to know that God was seeking you. I know that the Bible says seek him and he will be found of us, but I want you to understand something. The Lord has chosen us even before we even knew who he was, and out of his choosing of us, he is constantly working in our life to bring us to that place of salvation and bring us to that place of relationship. And I want you to know something. What greater value do you have than to know that you have been chosen by God? Amen? If you have been chosen by God, there cannot be a voice. There should not be a person. There should not be anything that can come against you and make you not think that you're important or take away your value. Because if you have been chosen by God Himself, who makes no mistakes and is never wrong and is always right, if you have been chosen by Him, then how much more precious could you possibly be? See, I want you to understand something, that sometimes the world and sometimes relationships around us and sometimes the enemy will fight against us and try to steal our value or make us feel like we're not important. But I want you to know something. You are more precious than the skies. You're more precious than diamonds and gold or anything that we could accumulate. Your soul is so precious that the devil is not fighting God over anything other than the soul that he may take to hell instead of the soul that's going to heaven. See, this is what I want you to know something. You might undervalue yourself, but God never does. He says that in order for him to be so aware of you, he never sleeps nor slumbers. And the Lord has released promises by the thousands in his word to make sure that he helps us in every area of our life. There's not one thing. The Bible says that when Jesus was on this earth, he was in all points tempted and went through trials just like we would, and yet was without sin. And he did that for our benefit. He went first and went through things so that we could be the people that are going to receive the victories of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that there was not one way that Jesus was not tempted on this earth, and he won that battle and had no sin. And the very reason he did that is so that you and I could come into salvation and into the grace, into the goodness of God. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Now, when that word ordained means that the Lord has set you apart, he strengthened you, he's ordained you. In other words, he's put his approval on you, and he's given you the power that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. I want you to know something, that you can live a good life. I want you to know that it does not matter what our past has looked like. It does not matter if we've had broken relationships before. It does not matter if we have failed in any which way in our past. We need to be strong enough to know that since the Lord has chosen us and we have received salvation through Jesus Christ, that we are now ordained to bring forth fruit that remains. Amen? I want you to know something, that we now bring forth good fruit. You want to know something? That we show the fruit of love, long-suffering, kindness, and also we can bring forth fruit to other people, that our testimony can cause them to choose to serve God. And I want you to know something, that God trusts you with other people. Boy, that's amazing, isn't it? I think it's so amazing, because oftentimes when you read the Word of God, when people would get supernaturally saved, like one time there's a man that was demon-possessed, and he was so out of himself that he lived in tombs, and they would come, and people were afraid to go through there and would stay away from him and all kinds of stuff. But I tell you what, Jesus came through there, and that man came, and he got saved. And as soon as he got saved, I'm sure that he was worried about his background. He was worried about what he had done, and he was worried about how people would be afraid of him. But Jesus said to him, the man said, oh no, should I follow you? And the Lord said, no, 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 you're going to stay right here, and you're going to witness and tell people of what I have done for you. And I want you to know something, that each one of us are trusted by the Lord in that degree. I want you to know right now that your testimony is enough to change someone else's life. I want you to know that what you have seen God do for you is enough for you to witness to someone else and let them see what God will do for them. Amen? I want you to know something, that if you are ever in a situation where someone is having a dire situation and they come to you or tell you about it, I don't want you to be shy. I want you to be bold about praying for them. Because first of all, if someone comes to you with a problem or a situation, God knows they're coming your way. In fact, oftentimes the Lord will bring people across your path because whether you believe so or not, you have the answer for them. You have what they need. I tell you what, that you have a testimony and you have the ability to pray and ask anything in the name of Jesus and it shall be done for you. Amen? And I want you to know something, that you just need to get this in your spirit. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Jesus said this, and that he has ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Do you realize how powerful you are? Have you ever considered the fact that the Lord not only saved you, but he's put you in contact with people so that you have power to make a difference in their life? See, this doesn't just say, hey, if you ask me one thing in my name, I will do it. Or if you ask me a few things or a specific thing, it says, whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Do you understand that not only for your own needs do you have power to pray, but you have power to pray for other people's needs? You have power to lay hands on other people and see them healed. You have power to pray for the sick. You have power to pray for those who are oppressed of the devil. And you can see miracles happen because you have a right to come to the Lord and come to the Father. And whatsoever you will ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Wow. Boy, that shines a whole different light on things, doesn't it? You know, sometimes because of religion, we will shy away from asking God of certain things, won't we? You know, for so long, we have almost been a part of a culture that thinks that you can't ask God for anything unless you're in dire need. And the Lord would rather you live beyond dire need. Amen? In fact, one scripture says that the Lord would like you so blessed that you would have to give to every good work and every opportunity that comes across your life. See, it is time for us to believe that being a Christian makes us unique. It does not make us better than anybody else because anybody out there has a right to be saved. But if we are already saved, it does make us precious. It makes us unique. It does give us an advantage over this world. Being a Christian, you have an advantage over this world. The Bible says that we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Amen? And it says that we are going to be blessed. In fact, Acts chapter 3:26 says that the first thing God did was send Jesus to bless us. Amen? And so I am not concerned about telling you that you should see blessing. You should see favor. You should see a difference in your life, and you should have an expectation that there is something meaningful in your salvation that makes you different than other people. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to know, believers, that you have been chosen by the Lord himself, and he did not choose you to lose you. Amen? He says, not one shall be plucked from my hand. In fact, the Lord says that when we start walking with him, we always have victory. Amen? We don't just sometimes triumph, but we all the time have victory. We all the time triumph. Now, it does not mean that you won't have problems. In fact, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen? But the Lord shall deliver you from them all. Things are going to happen. This is life we're living. Remember that the Lord says that in this life, you will have tribulation. But be at absolute peace because I have overcome the world. You know, what we need to make sure is that we know that we are loved enough by him that we do not ever leave our life without looking to God for help. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to turn with me right now to the book of Acts. And I want to read something to you in Acts chapter, I believe, chapter 9. Yeah, Acts chapter 9, verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I'm here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. And I want you to know that this man, Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, was a man that was killing Christians and throwing them in jail and in prison. Amen? Now, first of all, believer, the first thing I'm going to say to you is I doubt there's many, if any, listening to my voice that can say that they have ever killed or punished or beat up or thrown a Christian in jail. Yet we will act as though our past has so much power over our future. We'll carry guilt wrongfully, and we will keep ourselves from accessing the goodness of God. I tell you what, sometimes the enemy tries to make your minor things so big that you think it's something that could separate you from the Lord, when really you've done a good job as a Christian. And you cannot, amen, praise God, I hear that. You cannot move forward by looking backward. But look what it says here. Ananias answered and said, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he's done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. You know what I want to get here is, and what I want you to focus on, is for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Amen? You know that word chosen means having been selected as the best or the most appropriate. I want you to know something. If the Lord could choose a man that was murdering and punishing Christians, and he could choose them for salvation, then I want you to know that the Bible says if the Lord has done anything for one man, he will do it for all. Amen? And what I want you to know is that certainly the Lord has chosen you. And the Lord has chosen you because there's much you can do for the kingdom of God. Amen? And I want you to know something, that even though the enemy will try to fight you at every time you turn, one thing I want you to know is that the Lord, just like he spoke to Paul and said, he's a chosen vessel for me. I believe and I know by the Spirit of the Lord that you are a chosen vessel for God. You are chosen. And not only are you chosen, but it's like you have been selected as the best or the most appropriate for this time. Amen? I want you to know that your birth was not a surprise to God. I want you to know that your life is not a surprise to God. I want you to know that where you're at right now is not a surprise to the Lord. Amen? And he says that he is a chosen vessel. And I want you to know that word vessel means to be a container, especially one used to hold liquid. Or in this case, you are actually a container that has specially been put aside to hold the very Lord in your heart. Amen? The Lord is in you, and you are his, and you belong to him, and he wants to do many great things in you and through your life. Paul the Apostle, a man that went from murdering and went from killing and went from being dangerous to being so filled with the love and the power of God that he wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. I believe that Paul not only is an example for us, but Paul is a forerunner to make sure that each of you know just how much you are destined to be God's child. I want you to know that each and every one of us have been loved by God, saved by God, and have been purposed by God. Amen? And I want you to know that your prayers matter. Your life matters. Your witness matters, and it will make a difference in the kingdom when you choose to allow God to move within you. You know, I want you to know at this time that there's a scripture in the book of John. It's John 5:30, and the Lord says, I can of my own self do nothing. And when we look back at the Lord, we see that the Lord did an abundance. Amen? Not only did he have many miracles, not only did he do the supernatural acts of God while he was here, but he was also able to pick up his cross, get on that cross, die for each one of us, and be resurrected in the power of God. Amen? And when we read this scripture where the Lord says, I can of my own self do nothing, you know what? It should be time for us to celebrate and shout. You know why we should celebrate and shout? Because if Jesus could do nothing on his own, then he's left a pattern whereby which we know that if we don't do anything on our own and we lean into God and we cast our care upon him, not only does he care for us, but he will add his supernatural presence to us to help us in life just like he did then. Amen? Amen. The very fact that Jesus says, I can of my own self do nothing, should stir our hearts because it means that we on our own can do nothing. Amen? See, here's what I want you to know. Every person on the face of the earth, whether they ever received the Lord or not, they've been chosen by him. The very fact that you're living and breathing and the very fact that you're here on this earth means that the Lord has something designed for you to do, but you cannot discover it until you discover who you are in God. Amen? There's fruits that you should have a right to sow. Fruits of love, fruits of life, fruits of forgiveness, mercy, and kindness. There's actions that should be in your life that can only come when we really allow the Lord to have our heart. Amen? And I tell you what, if Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing, then we could grab a hold of that same scripture and know that the way we're going to get things done in life is to grab a hold of Jesus. Amen? To let the Lord connect us to the Father and to have the power of the Holy Ghost working in our lives. Amen? You're chosen. You are chosen to be one that moves with God in this lifetime. I tell you what, your family needs you to be chosen. Your spouse needs you to be chosen. Your children need you to be chosen. Your friends need you to be chosen. And really, the world needs you to be chosen. See, I believe that what's going to make a difference with what we got going on the earth right now is that God's people, which are called by his own name, as his chosen people, are in prayer and are setting themselves to ask God to help in this time of need, that we're going to see supernatural turnaround because of God's goodness. Amen? Yes. I tell you what, it's not going to be long, and the world is going to be knowing that the church has made a difference in them. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just going to pray for us for a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as chosen people of God, Father, as ones that you desire to bless, you desire to increase, you desire to help, Father, Lord, I just pray that we would accept the fact that we're chosen. God, that we are saved because you loved us and you first tugged upon our heart and gave us those things, God, that are worth the reason and the things. Hallelujah. That you have for us, God. And God, I pray blessing upon your people tonight, Father. Lord, I pray the goodness of God come upon each and every one of them and each and every one of us, Father. And Lord, we just rest in you, God. We thank you that you have chosen us. And God, we can ask anything in your name, Father. And Lord, right now we have some prayer requests, God. And Father, right now we're going to pray for Danae, God. Lord, that you would put your hand of strength upon her, God. Father, that you would give her clarity, Father. Lord, that you would strengthen her in all decisions and anything that she's doing, God. Father, that you would just rescue her and bless her, God, and keep her in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray for Amy. She has a friend whose grandson needs prayer. A piece of plastic flew out of a fire pit, aw, and burnt his face and eyes. Father, right now, Lord, we put your hand upon him, God. And Father, supernaturally heal him, protect him, minimize this, God. Father, I pray that even by the time he gets to that burn unit, Father, supernaturally you have already begun the healing process. Protect him and keep him, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for Melissa, who's going to the Cleveland Clinic. Father, we curse cancer, God, and we just pray, God, that you will intervene. God, that God, you will just intervene in this, Father, and Lord, you will supernaturally help with this surgery, Father. Your hand will be upon the doctors, and God, you will do the supernatural because that's what you always do, Father. And Lord, we declare it in Jesus' name. God, we pray for Shannon's friend that is in Riverside due to a brain aneurysm, God. And Father, we just pray, God, that supernaturally, again, God, you come in and you are amidst even what doctors do, Father, and you do the supernatural, Father, God. Bring healing, bring rescuing to this situation, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, we pray for Teresa's frozen shoulder. And God, we curse this thing and command it to be loosed in Jesus' name. Father, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into this shoulder and let momentum and movement come. And Father, we just pray, God, for just strength and grace just in every area for her, God. And God, we just keep this up in prayer. And God, we just pray right now, Father, that you would touch our households, but you would touch our neighbors, Father. Lord, you touch those, God, all around about us. And Father, you just strengthen us, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for joining us on this Thursday night of prayer and teaching. And just let God continue to strengthen you. And be with us Sunday morning. Praise God. We're going to be right here, and we're going to do communion together. And the Lord's going to give us a great word that's going to help us in life. Amen.
And we're going to want to hear some testimonies.
Yes.
We've been praying. We've been believing God to move. We've been believing that God is healing people.
Yes.
And we want to hear testimonies because we know that God is doing it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, there's one more. We got Phil that came in.
Put a praise report.
Oh, praise report. The sore throat and the earache is completely gone in
Praise
Jesus'
God.
Name.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, we want to tell you that we love you all, church family, and we miss you all greatly, seeing you in person. But we know that, boy, we're going to have a celebration when God lets us all come back together. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be blessed, and we will see you Sunday.
Yes.